A survey of congressional races finds that voters rated this year's campaigns as far too negative. In the hottest races, the voters found themselves under multimedia assault by candidates, party committees, and interest groups. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Art Linkletter staged a house party on TV weekdays from 1955 till 1970. This fall, 32 years later, he was all over TV again, this time selling Medicare drug legislation to his old audience.
America's seniors deserve the best of health and to get the most out of retirement. Prescription drugs help us achieve that.
The Linkletter ads promoted Republican lawmakers and a Republican bill. The ads were sponsored by the United Seniors Association. Much of the money came from pharmaceutical companies. Political scientist David Magleby says the ads helped to blur the message on what had been a bedrock Democratic issue.
And essentially taking that issue off the table for the Democrats, neutralizing, if you will, the Democratic advantage. And that's a substantial accomplishment for an issue that's worked so well for one party for so long.
Magleby's from Brigham Young University. Every 2 years, he coordinates a massive examination of campaign advertising and grassroots work. This year, the project focused on four tight races, for the Senate in Arkansas and Missouri, for the House in Connecticut and Colorado. All four were defined by negative ads like this one from Colorado, Democrat Mike Feely attacking Republican Bob Beaupre.
Bob Beaupre, he's not on our side.
The Colorado race in a newly created district was so close that Feely and Beaupre both showed up in Washington this week for the House freshman orientation. But here's how the voters told Magleby they experienced the closing weeks of the campaign.
Seeing between 12 and 13 TV ads a day, receiving four pieces of mail a day, hearing six radio ads a day, and receiving at least one personal contact face-to-face, another human being, urging you to vote for or against a candidate. That's the average per day, not per week.
And that's just for the House race. Magleby's survey found that voters are angrier than ever with negative ads. The conservative Club for Growth caught on to that. It used pictures of bobble-headed Democrats.
This is Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle. Tom Daschle and the Daschle Democrats like to say no. No, the president.
Magleby's survey involved four pollsters. Discussing their findings yesterday, one of them invoked the 80-20 rule, that 80% of political spending is wasted, but no one knows which 80%. Democrat Mark Mellman said a perfect example is South Dakota, where Democratic Senator Tim Johnson was reelected by 524 votes.
Despite the $20 million being spent, or $14, $15, $20 million being spent in a state like South Dakota, still, at the end of the day, the race ended up where it started, which was essentially dead even.
But other pollsters, especially the two Republicans, called it money well spent. Republican Linda Duvall pointed out that voters pay attention to who's behind a message. They trusted United Seniors. They didn't especially trust the pharmaceutical industry. Duvall said one high scorer was the Chamber of Commerce.
They have cachet here and a very strong rating that they could use much more aggressively than they did use in this past election. If you look at the Sierra Club, if you look at labor unions, they have been taking on increasing negative ratings with voters and particularly with swing voters.
As interest groups get more sophisticated, they're also more likely to use a mix of messages. The United Seniors Association was most concerned about Medicare drug policy, but it also attacked Democrats for opposing the Bush administration tax cuts.
Hello, I'm Art Linkletter. Do you think you know how to spend your hard-earned pay better than bureaucrats? Of course you do.
As Linkletter might put it, interest groups say the darndest things. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.